the machlokes of Yudin Rabbon in a case where the father, where she had nesuyin, even the first time, and then she either gets a get, her husband died, who gets the ksuba? So Yudin says the first ksuba goes to the father. The second time she remarries and has nesuyin, then it goes to her. And Tanna Kamma says, no, even the first time. As soon as the daughter had nesuyin, that's cool, she had chuppah, she's out of the father's reshus completely, and the money goes to herself. Mazla this time, what's the reason of our Mishnah to Hesia? Masha, because she had nesuyin, v'girsha, and Hesia of Nisamala. Masha, what, two different things happens. Now, she got married to two different men, and each time something else happened. The first time she had nesuyin and she received a get. The second time she had nesuyin, her husband died. Aval, Mishnah makes a diyuk, nesarmala trei zimna, Masha, she became an almana two times, sula chazil in tzuvei, that she can't get married anymore. The Yagav Urche, Agav, the Mishnah lets us hear another Chiddush, that Kososim Lontana, Tana lets us hear, goes according to this Tana, Karebi. The Yomah that Rebbe Shittur is, betray Zimni, heavy Chazaka. If something happens two times, it's called a Chazaka. So if a lady gets married, and the first time her husband dies, and the second time she gets married, a second husband dies, this Isha is not going to get married anymore. Because she's the Cheska that her husbands will die. So nobody's allowed to marry her. That's why our Mishnah says with Daska two different cases. First time it was a get, then it was an amona. So Rashi says, Sula chazin suvei, tevi chazoko liyoz balea mesim. Vedak tana benusay lelinket b'derech pronius. Therefore our Mishnah doesn't want to say a case that happened two times, the same case. Because it happened two times, that's a chazoka, she can't get married anymore. The Yagav Uche Rashi says, the Boileg Merino, the Gemara wants to let us, the Mishnah wants to let us hear this Chiddush also, that Mishpat Haksuba, or Machlekes of Yudin Rabbon and Nokot Lishnin Nidei, Lemistam Lankarebi. Even though the Yikah part of our Mishnah is the Machlekes about the Ksuba, still we also hear like Rebbe. The Yomah Masech, the Yavamis, that Nises Lerishon Ames, a lady that got married once and her husband died. Lishenish got married to a second husband, Ames, and Shlisha Lertinosa, she's not allowed to marry a third husband. They betray Zimni have a chazaka. When something happens two times, it's a chazaka, it's always going to happen. So she's becheska that her husband dies, so no man is allowed to marry her. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. It says the two cases is, first she received a get, and with the second husband he died, but not that two things happen. Because if two things happen, that's like a peronius, that's becheska, this isha kills her husband. Therefore, she can't remarry. What? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Horishoy Nishalaf. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the case where a daughter had Nisuyin, not only Erison, she had Nisuyin, and then her first husband gives her a get, so the Ksuba she receives still goes to the father. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rabbi didn't say no, the Ksuba goes to herself, since she had Nisuyin. The Rabbi says, Chura, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara? Why should the Ksuba go to the father? She had Nisuyin. Usually we say Nisuyin takes her out of the father's Rishus. So Rabba and Rav Yosef the Armatavai, they both say, Hoyul Mishas Erisin Zocha Benaf. Mashva the Chi of Ksubis Chal Mishas Erisin. So as soon as his first husband married her, made Erisin, and at that time she's Bishusav, that's when the Chi of Ksubis Chal. So Melo the father had a schus in this first Ksuba. Rashi the Mishas Erisin, Shelbal or Rishoin, Nishai Velo Ksuba, Vizocha Bab, the Av has a schus in it right then. I will be Erison Shani Loizocha. By the second time, no. To Mishani says the Rishon. As soon as she had Nisuyim with the first husband, Pokas Chuseminei, the father loses his Chusim and his daughter when she has Nisuyim. So the first Ksuba, Ksubis Chal Bashas Erison. At that time, she was still Bashasav, the father gets the first Ksuba. The second Ksuba, not. Mosiv Rav is the Kasha. Rav Yehuda Oimer Horishoy Nishalaf. That the first Ksuba should be seized goes to the father. But Amoydi Rav Yehuda Yehuda agrees, Bemari says Bitoy, Kishi Ketana. If somebody made Erisin married off his daughter when she was a Ketana, or Bogro, and she became a Bagaris, Viacha Kach Nisais, and then she married, she had the Chuppah, Shein Lo V'Yerushuspa. The father doesn't get anything there. He doesn't mashmi, doesn't have the ksuba either. So the question is, why not? Am I? Hochinam, let's say here also, Laima, Hoyle, Mishas, Erisin, Zocha, Benav. Like, why not? Since the father married her off the Erisin, was when she was a Katana. and at that time she's b'shus av. So since you're telling me now the ksuba is chal b'shas erusin, so the father should have had a right in this ksuba. How come you're telling me that since the nisuyin took place when she's a bageris, the ksuba doesn't go to the father? Why not? So what's the difference whether she had nisuyin later, or whether she became a bageris later? Was it like this? Eli yitma hochi yitma. If you learn, this is the way you should learn. Rab of Rab Yosef, the Amru Tavayil. You know what the svar of Yehuda and our Mishnah is? They both say, Hoyel of Rishusai Nichtovim. Since the Ksuba was written when she was in Arusa, when she is still Bishusav, O Migva Me'emas Gavya. So Rashi Nahar Bishus and Torvash says, Ksuba Rishoina, Sherlef Neha Nesuyin. Vilkach Bogro Koidim Nesuyin. Lo nichta brishusoi. Hogasin ichtob lo shrabim. Amono masayim liksubakoi. The mashup shot is like this. They write the ksuba right before the nesuyin. That's when they write up the ksuba. They don't write up the ksuba b'shas erisin the day they make the erisin. They write up the ksuba before the nesuyin. So in the first case in our Mishnah, where the girl is still a nara, she's still b'shusaviyah. So when they wrote the ksuba, it was before the nesuyin, she was still b'shusav. That's why the father gets the first ksuba. But here in the Bryce we're talking about that true, you married off your daughter when she was a katana. You made erisin. But she became a bageris, and after she became a bageris, that's when she made the nesuyin. So it comes out when they wrote the ksuba right before the nesuyin, she was already a bageris. A bageris, 12 and a half years old, she's out of the reshusav, she's not in the father's reshusav anymore. That's why the ksuba goes to herself, there's no stira. That's totally when they write the ksuba. And not b'shas erisin, but b'shas ksivas haksuba. And they write the ksuba right before the nesuyin. So if she's a nara still, the father gets it. But if she's a bageris already, then the ksuba goes to the father. Then the ksuba goes to herself. If she's a bageris, the money goes to her. Now the Gemara Sakasho, Migva Me'emes Gavia. Trashi Kaloima. Len Yitzchias Diav. The father, when he has a schus to get this ksuba, when does he get the ksuba? To a chazina, the lav bos erasin azlinen. Afil Reb Yehuda. Kinektonia Mardu Reb Yehuda Maratis Vito Bogro. Alma bos a ksivos. We go bos the time you wrote the ksuba. Says so the Yemitra of Lakuchas. That though we say ksuba, you have a right to collect the money, even from the Lakuchas. If the husband sells his property, you have a right to get it from the person that bought his property, from the Lakuchas. Is Me'emas Torfa. From when time, well, what time is the ksuba called Meshubid, that what the husband sells from then on, you have a right to collect from? Me'meshavdi. Meshas Erisin. One svari say it's totally Meshas Erisin. To Me'ishos Ichai, but the count of the Rabbonin. That's when the chi of ksuba really took the rabbanu of masak and ksuba the shas erison. I do maybe no ad shas ksiva to have a milva b'shtar letofa because to have a milva b'shtar letofa until they wrote it, it's not called a milva b'shtar yet. It's not a milva b'shtar. You don't collect. So therefore, maybe you have to wait. You only collect from a shabodim from the time when they wrote the ksuba. That's the Gemara Shaila. Again, O Migva Miyam is Gavi. From what time does the father have a right, or even she the second time, what time do they have a right to collect the ksuba? Like, when is the ksuba called Meshubad in the Chosin? So, Omar Rafuna says like this, Mona Mosayim and Erison. The actual ksuba itself, a mona from now, mona, or Mosayim from Sula, that's Menerison. Even before you write up a shtar, that's at the corner of the Rabbonin, that's Mechayif Meshas Erison. But after the husband adds on more money to the ksuba from himself, that's only chal b'shas he writes it down in the shtar. And the Rashi learned nishtar b'adzman ksiva saksuba shekonu miyodeh v'kosev. When the husband writes it down and gives it over to her, that's what it's chal when she has a schus in these mishubadim. But not b'shas erisin, because the Tosefes, what you add on your own, is not a tznai bezdin. Remember this. That's one. That's what Avunah says. Ravasi Omar, Echot Zev, Yechot Zev. Whether the Tosefes or whether the Ikuk Suba, Minan Nesuyin, they both hold this first call to Monai for Meshubadim, Meshas Nesuyin, not Meshas Ksiva, not Meshas Arusa, but the time of the Nesuyin. For the Gemara, Mi Omar, Rav Huna, Hoch is the true Rav Huna, that is Pshat, that's told in Erisin and Tosefes Minan Nesuyin, is that true? Mi Omar, Rav Huna, Hoch, we learned like this. Somebody goes and has two ksubas to collect from. Achas shel masayim, one has 200 in it. The achas shel shalosh meyos, one has 300 in it. and Abed that has a Tosefes. So which one comes first? So V'yomer Rav Huna, Bosa Ligvos Masayim, Goyvim is Manrishin. If you want to collect Ksuba, it only says 200, you collect from the first time. Sholesh Meyas, Goyvim is Mansheni. If you want to collect the 301, that you collect from the second time. Rashi says, V'yomer Rav Huna, Bosa Ligvos Masayim, Kloima. Ein lo el ochen mehen, you only have right to get one. So Yofa Koicha Ligvois Eza Shatirza. Bosa Ligvois Masayim, each one has its own rights. That if you get the 200, then Ichle Bachi Goin Shem Mocha Nechose Bein Zman Rishon. The Zman Sheni, Di Mefka, Di Mafka, Le Mikva B'Shal Sholosh, Meyos, Nimsa Shtar Lekuchas Kaidin. Now, you have two Ksubis, they're written at two different times. So if you use the 201, you go over that has the earliest Zman, you collect from then. If you use the one that has 300, that has a later Zman, you can only collect from the later Zman. So here you see by Ksubis, you go boss of the date the Ksuba was written in. Now, V'yemis, according to you, Tigvo Masayim is Manrishon. So Masayim Dik Ksubi is saying, anyway, you get from Bishas Erisin, you're saying. Omeya Mizman Sheni. Omeya, that means the Tosefes, the extra, that should be the second time. So Hurtakasha, like, you're telling me now that the Tosefes and the Mona has two different Zmanim. The Ik Ksuba, Rafun is said, goes Min Erisin. And the Tosefes goes later Min Anasuyin. So you should say even the star of 300. The 200 you get earlier for Shas Erisin, and the 100 you first collect from later time. So Gemara says, L'taim echgurant yotam, tig vecham eshmeyos. Anyway, why don't you collect all 500? Kulam. So, tig vecham eshmeyos kulam, mosayim is manrishin. What should be is 200 yikiksuba from the first man, the Erisin, and tlosimeyim is mansheni. The second ksuba, the 201, let that whole be a Tosefes. That's all an extra ksuba. The extra money you collect from the second zman. Ella, what do you have to say? Chomesh meyas my time is lagviya. How come b'chla you don't collect 500? It says here, mashmi, you only collect one of the two ksubis. Either you collect the 201 or the 301, but not both. What do you have to say? Kivund like costs of law. Since you did not write an ksuba like this, tzvisi v'yosifas l'chor tlos meyam asayim. Since you didn't write Niksuba like I'm doing you a favor, I'm adding 300 to the original 200 Ksuba. Since you didn't say that, it's not Mashma you want to give her $500. But rather, this is what you meant to tell her. If Mizman Rishon Govis, if you want to collect it from the first man, Gviya Masayim, you'd only have a right to get 200. Because I gave you two Ksubas for two different reasons. If you collect from Zman Erisin, you only have a right to get $200. In Mizman Shani Govis, if you want to collect from the second Zman, you want to wait and give me a chance to collect first later, then I'll eat another $100 and plus a meya. Then I'll give you 300. So Makhlal is different over here. So where it says, Hachinami, if so, Haina time at Lagvia. That's the same reason why you don't collect over here also. Midlakosavla, since you didn't write it, you didn't write, Oisifas Lacho Meya Masayim. Since you didn't say, I'll add 100 onto 200. What you meant to do is you meant to take away to Michael the first Shibbut. So even in the star of 300 also, you meant to be Michael the first Shibbut.
In other words, like Rashi says, Midulai Kosa, since you didn't write in this star of 300, that Yosefus lo Meya Masayim, like why didn't you write, I'm going to add 100 onto 200? Elo Kosa Zman Shena Lechol HaSholosh Meis, but rather he wrote a second Zman for all the $300. For Loi Belosh and Mosif, Alashtar, he didn't write it like you're adding on to the Shtar Rishon. Shema Aminu, you see from here, what was your Kavona? That Achilta Lishibudi Kama, you meant to be Moichel the first Shibud. V'yimboyis Ligvoy Shtar HaSheni, Tigva Mizman Sheni, if you want to collect the second Shtar of 300, the whole $300 here you can only collect from the second Zman. Avo Gabi Tosefes. Hamoisa b'chol ksuba, it's been a regular tosis on a regular ksuba. Amona masayim ksuvim boy v'yosifas lo amad tikkun rabbanon. A regular tosis is you write in the shtar true. I owe you 200, but I'm adding on to it whatever more I want to. So there we say, there Rav Huna said that the first 200 that you get from b'shas erisin, and the tosefes that you get from later on b'shas nesuyin. Over there we have two different zmanim. But over here, where you wrote the whole shtar is $300, you meant to say like this. You wrote her these two shtaras, these two ksubas, you meant to tell her like this. If you want to use the shtar of $200, that one you can collect from the Shas Erison at the beginning. But if you want to collect the second shtar that says $300, the whole thing you can only collect from the second Zman. Therefore, here it's different to regular ksuba. That's why here there's no kasha on Rav Huna. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last Gemara again with Hashem on the next tape.